U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan chaired a hearing in Washington this morning on marine debris, and he asked the panel of experts he assembled if there was consensus on what the focus should be.
Is everybody in general agreement on that? Plastics?
Saying it, Sullivan said he felt like he was in that 1960s movie, The Graduate, where a young man is advised to take a promising career path.
I just want to say one word to you. Just one word.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening?
Yes, I am.
Plastics.
But rather than a symbol of our country's bright future, plastics at this hearing played the role of villain. APRN's Liz Ruskin reports.
The top Democrat on the Environment Subcommittee Sullivan chairs, Senator Sheldon Whitehouse, showed photos of dead seabirds with bellies full of plastic lighters and other trash. Whitehouse of Rhode Island did a double take as Chris Pallister of Gulf of Alaska Keeper described the enormity of his group's task on one location, Montague Island.
We have 10 people out there working. We have to move them with helicopters, so you can imagine the cost. And this is a shoreline where 30 tons of plastic debris per mile exists, but extremely rugged. The weather is horrible.
Sorry, did I hear that right?
Say that again. 30 tons of plastic debris per mile.
Whoa.
We've been working on, Montague has 74 miles of shoreline just like that. And we've been working on it for 3 summers now, and we've only cleaned 9 miles of it.
Not to mention the other thousands of miles of Alaska coast. And Pallister says there's no steady funding for cleanup work. He says he's particularly worried about what happens to plastic as it fragments in the ocean. And Whitehouse zeroed in on the impact.
Chemicals like phthalates that are put in the plastic to make it soft or pliable or stuff, they aren't very strongly bonded to the plastic, and they leach out very equally or easily. And
so this could come home to roost in Alaskan salmon or...
Oh, absolutely.
Other witnesses said 5 developing countries are responsible for more than half of the world's plastic ocean debris: China, Indonesia, the Philippines, Vietnam, and Sri Lanka. Sullivan says he's looking for ways the U.S. can work with other countries to stem the flow of land-based trash washing into the ocean. Pallister says the government should also hold shippers financially responsible for containers they lose at sea, which he says will continue to pollute for generations. Reporting from Washington, I'm Liz Ruskin.